Hey everybody, this is The Simpsons Show. I'm Robbie with my co-host Matt, and we are here to talk about The Simpsons from the beginning. Matt, how are you doing?
I'm doing great. Ready and raring to talk about the Black Smithers.
Blackface Smithers. Luckily, not very many more appearances of this guy in the series. Yeah, with this week we are doing episode 7G03, Homer's Odyssey. It was written by Jake Hogan and Wallace Wolodarski, which they've written 10 episodes, and they were all together. They co-wrote all 10 of the ones they wrote, they co-wrote. I believe in later they both worked on the show in other capacities, but for most they co-wrote a handful of episodes, and that was it. Directed by Wes Archer, who would go on to he would direct a lot. He's one of those names that, he has a large amount of episodes he ended up directing. His original air date was 1/21/1990, January 21st, 1990. This one is probably, I haven't watched all of first season, but this one's pretty rough. This is the one I would point out for no, you don't have to necessarily watch this one.
Yeah, nothing important really happened. Actually, there is one very important event, and that's Homer getting his job as safety inspector
That's
from
true.
technical supervisor, whatever. But
Yeah.
other than that, it's kind of forgettable.
Yeah, exactly. This episode is basically Bart, he's going on a field trip. We get Otto, first appearance of Otto, I believe, who's a little different than usual, but not too much. We do get a little tour of Springfield as he drives the school bus around. Bart is misbehaving, and so he has to sing a version of John Henry Was a Steel Driving Man. That is probably the highlight of this episode for me, is just Bart singing John Henry Was a Steel Driving Man, except he changes it to Bart Simpson Was a Steel Driving Man, I think so.
Actually, I think the highlight is when he finishes, pats Wendell on the back, and Wendell pukes everywhere.
Yeah, and you do get to see a little bit like of the Springfield as a town, and it generally looks like kind of a crap hole, or as Marge refers to it in a much later episode, the crud bucket of America.
Yes, crud bucket, that's correct.
You
Sure,
get
actually, Little Squagmatter Squirmset is technically the crud bucket of America, but
Oh, I thought that was the Strawd Basket of America.
You're right, the Strawd basket, my bad.
I just saw that. I'm kind of cheating because I just saw that online. I just saw that a GIF of that. But yeah, they're going on a field trip. We get to see the kind of the crappiest places in Springfield as Otto drives around, and of course they're going to the nuclear power plant.
Because it's by far the largest employer in the town.
Yes, and Bart, you do get there's kind of an interesting the first of the many educational quote unquote films that are they show at the plant. Where it's like, scratched up footage from like an old 8mm video shot in the 50s or something.
With Smilin' Joe fishing.
Yeah, Smilin' Joe fishing, which is that's pretty funny. That's probably actually the funniest part of the show, honestly. And
Actually, I thought it was really funny because it's accurate. I mean, the film is basically true.
it is true. That I mean it's I think that's the best part about a lot of these faux educational films that The Simpsons have made over the years is that they're not necessarily wrong.
They're just really, really crappy.
Yes, exactly. And so Bart, they're at the plant, and Bart is walking on a catwalk or something, and shouts out to Homer, and Homer's driving a little dune buggy, and Homer's driving this little like a little dune buggy, little cart around the plant, and he gets distracted from Bart yelling and runs into some important thing that emits smoke,
The steam pipe.
steam pipe. Apparently, steam pipe. If you run into a steam pipe, you're fired on the spot.
Exactly.
I would imagine you just take another safety class. But Homer's fired on the spot, and then that is the core of the rest of this episode is Homer like trying to get another job, and he fails. He's unemployed.
He's not qualified to be a supervising technician. He's a technical supervisor, dang it.
Exactly. That's very important, that lingo in the order of those words. So he's a lump at home for a while, and then this is curious to me because I can never remember watching this episode in syndication. Like, 'cause they would just start over from the beginning and go all the way through, and I do not ever remember seeing this. I've only seen it on the DVDs.
Yeah, same here. Like, I watched this show in syndication 2 episodes a night for almost a decade, and this episode never came up.
Yeah, and I don't know if it's because of the quality of it, 'cause it's certainly not. It's one of the probably worst episodes, honestly.
Well, honestly, I think it's more because the Homer attempts suicide.
Attempts suicide. That's what my other thing was. Like, it's either because of the quality or it's because Homer literally is about going to go kill himself at a certain point. He writes a suicide note and ties a gigantic rock to him. He's going to go jump in the river or something. And he's only doesn't do it because the family runs after him and he saves them from like a car that's about to run him over in this dangerous intersection. Like he becomes a safety crusader around town. He gets a stop sign put in, speed bumps, and
sign. Please drive friendly. Sign ahead. That's an important one.
Sign ahead. I'm always glad when I know that there's a sign coming, because then I know to look for another sign.
If you weren't looking the first time.
Exactly. If I just happened to catch only that first sign, I would never have known not to look for the next sign unless it said there's a next sign ahead. But there's a bit in that with the first like kind of newspaper montage that becomes a trope in The Simpsons. You know, Homer's safety something, blah blah, you know, headlines with a picture of Homer.
Watch out, here comes Homer, and enough already Homer Simpson when they get tired of writing about him as newspapers inevitably do.
Yes, and eventually he's listless. He doesn't know what to aim for, and he sees the plant, the place he worked, and he needs to clean that place up. And he becomes a crusader.
He founds people against people for nuclear energy.
People against people for nuclear energy.
Isn't the best name of a protest group ever?
I guess. Fact that it's impossible.
Well, you know, it's no snuh, but it's close.
I'm a fan of snuh. I wouldn't say I'm a member of snuh, but I'm a fan of snuh. Yeah. This is the first episode where we really see a Homer versus Mr. Burns kind of thing. That it reappears multiple times. Burns is the villain and Homer is, you know, the down on his luck underdog trying to, you know, take him out or get the best of him.
The everyman fighting the power.
Yeah, I think we should talk about Burns for at least a little bit. This is the first episode that really features him at any length. He appears some in the second episode, but you really don't. He's not really a villain necessarily. He's just kind of this omnipotent boss figure that Homer fears. This really is the first appearance of him as an antagonist to Homer. And I think that's really interesting. He's kind of this rich person archetype. You know, they based him heavily on George Foster Kane from Citizen Kane, which is Simpsons is rife with Citizen Kane references.
Well, that's true. Actually, I feel that in the first episode, he had, just because he was obviously cutting their Christmas bonuses, that painted him as not a significant villain, but as someone to be watched for doing horrible things for no particular reason. And here it just kind of steps that up a little bit.
Yeah, exactly. And it's the first Homer versus Burns. And I think that it's really interesting because having him set up as this antagonist, and really, he is the... I'm trying to think of other, like, big villains in The Simpsons, recurring ones, and Sideshow Bob is the only other one. That it's Burns and Sideshow Bob. And Burns is a regular. Sideshow Bob is once a season.
That's true. Mr. Burns really is the only person that sticks around. I mean, everyone else has their good sides and their bad sides. Even Burns eventually gets one or two episodes that highlight his, you know, soft and cuddly side, but he's the only person besides Sideshow Bob who remains consistently a terrible person.
Yeah, and setting it up this early in the series really reinforces kind of that we've discussed previously, the blue-collar aesthetic the Simpsons have, the fact that when they, you know, they're in contrast to a lot of other TV families in that they don't have money, always worried about their budget. And Mr. Burns is their villain, and he is a billionaire, at least most of the time. His actual net worth is, I think, flexible depending on what they need.
It fluctuates with inflation, actually. So, you know, at first it was a few hundred million, then he was a billionaire, then he's broke, then he's back to a few hundred million, then it's a hundred billionaire. But what you said, I feel like a lot of the sitcoms at the time had upper middle class families who aspired to be rich. They were really pushing for that, whereas The Simpsons were more of a lower middle class family, and they saw the rich as more of their opposites rather than something to aspire to. They just wanted to have a simple life, and Burns was that rich person that they felt like they would become if they were ever rich.
And in this episode, he's really just kind of a stereotype of, you know, the villainous rich guy. He's Scrooge. He's George Foster Kane. Kind of just a caricature. they, and like you've mentioned, they do add on significantly to his character as the series goes on. Also, interestingly enough, I did not realize this, but watching this episode and reading the wiki, he was voiced by a different actor in this episode. He's voiced by a comedian known for doing the voice of Cobra Commander and Starscream in G.I. Joe and Transformers, respectively, in their original animated series in the 80s. A guy named Christopher Collins also had a somewhat of a stand-up career, died at a rather young age. Interesting that in this is the only, he does Burns' voice in just this episode. Every other appearance is Harry Shearer.
Yeah, I mean, honestly, when I watched it, I didn't even really notice. I mean, I think Harry Shearer picked it up and kind of ran with it and didn't really change that much.
No, he didn't. I think Harry Shearer did. He basically stayed with the same kind of template that was set there by Christopher Collins.
This is, we get to, Homer is actually kind of smart. I think Burns is like, what is it? What? How does he say it? I think he says it like,
You're not as dumb as you look, or smell, or our best IQ test indicate.
Yeah, that's it. And Homer gets a new job as safety inspector, which is his job to have the plane forever, and even though he's really, really bad at it.
That's true. His job from then on is basically to sit there and sleep and let the automated systems take care of everything. And they fail multiple times and to hilarious consequences.
Yeah, most of the time it doesn't account to anything.
I really enjoyed when he gave his speech after accepting the safety inspector job. It's like, you can't depend on me all your lives. You have to learn there's a little Homer Simpson in all of us. And that's a scary thought.
Yeah, this episode does have a first appearance of a lot of like, it has El Barto. We get the first El Barto in the weird adult Bart headshot sketch.
The graffiti vandal. And yeah. I think, is this the first Hello Moe's Tavern gag?
Yes, it is. It's the first prank call with Bart calling in to Moe's. First appearance of the Barflies, aside from Barney. We get to see all the other nameless Barflies. I think it's the first appearance of Duff Beer.
It's first time Homer has drunk beer in the episode. So you know,
yeah, so Duff Beer. Smithers is brown and black or black in this episode. The whole time. Apparently it's because the guy who was coloring all decided he could just pick the characters' races at random.
Yeah.
But so they changed this is the only episode you only see it for I think he was darker in other episodes as well, but he only appeared very briefly, so it didn't ever really came up.
But yeah. he only says like three or four lines and then wanders off, so it's not horrifically offensive.
No, it's the animation. This is also pretty bad. This is of all the ones we've watched so far, this is the worst. The animation is really rough on this one.
Yeah, they have the thing in the commentary called trumpet mouth, where their mouths just kind of spread out into a giant horn when they're talking, and it's extremely noticeable in this particular episode.
And this is also the first time where he doesn't know Homer's name.
Mr. Burns, you mean?
Yeah, Mr. Burns doesn't know Homer's name. It's the first time. Hey, Simpson, hey? That's the first time that happened. So that's another thing that has happened many times later on in the show.
And it's the reason Homer is suspected of killing Mr. Burns later on.
Yes, yes.
It's foundation for a great gag.
Apparently, I do have a little factoid. That footage that they used for the educational film, they dragged it across a cement floor.
Really?
Yes.
I can tell.
And every time, apparently every time they needed to do that until they went to digital, that's what they did.
Oh wow!
They dragged the actual film across the floor.
It definitely worked because it definitely reminded me of several films I had to watch in school as a kid.
Yeah, it's also this was the first appearance of Blinky, the three-eyed fish.
Yeah, just a little cameo, real quick, but it sets the stage for seeing him later on.
Yeah, this episode honestly not much of a standout. This is. I would say you don't even necessarily need to watch this one. It does have the safety inspector. There's some good stuff in it. And I think that's pretty much most of these first episodes, but this is by far the weakest one. I think there's a large bit about just Homer just sitting on a couch being sad.
That's true. It kind of gets to him as being this guy who, when he's not at work, he basically sits and watches TV all the time. He's what everyone was scared America was turning into. Is think what they were going for.
It's a very dark episode.
It really is, because you've got Homer, you know, losing his job, drowning himself in alcohol, attempting suicide. I mean, it comes around in the end, but in the middle there, it's pretty dark.
Yeah, I mean, and I don't think The Simpsons ever got this. I mean, maybe, like, when Maude Flanders dies? Like, that's the next closest thing I can think of. And that's not even nearly. This is really dark. This is, because this is the core character of the show, and he's going to go kill himself. And they're trying to make that, like, there's a gag when he's going to do it. He has this rock tied to him, but, as he's going out the gate, it squeaks. So he goes and carries the rock over to get some WD-40 or some oil and squeezes it into the hinges and then goes back out the gate to continue killing themselves. And they try and cheer it up a little bit. But there's only so much you can do to, like, make suicide less awful.
Yeah, it's like if you compare it to the old Looney Tunes cartoons or whatever, characters in those shows committed suicide, but they did it in a really, you know, out there, hilarious kind of way, whereas in this, it's just literally a man carrying a heavy rock somewhere to kill himself. There's really nothing funny about that.
No, it's not at all. And you have said that this show is, you know, Matt Groening is trying to make it more realistic. There's only a certain point you can go and, you know, make it realistic, but not so dark. And I couldn't find anything. I looked to see if that was the reason it was never syndicated, and there's nothing on it. And the other issue is that there are many, many articles online about The Simpsons. They just called Homer's Odyssey. That it's not about this episode.
Yeah, it's like everyone just kind of forgot it existed. You know, it wasn't very good. It was dark. Everyone's like, you know what, let's just go on and talk about the more happy Simpsons times.
Yeah, the better episodes. Although there are a lot of, like, things in here in this first, you know, the bar flies, the beer, a lot of beer and the bar stuff, Otto, Alberto, Blinky. Every episode in the first season has, like, a first appearance of something. And I think that's, I mean, the reason to watch most of these is to see, like, oh, that's where that came from. That's where that was born. And I think if you're going to watch this one, that's the reason to watch it. It's to get that nostalgia.
Yeah, to see everyone as they were first animated and go on. And say, oh, first appearance of Otto. He looks kind of the same, but is a little bit different. And other than that, yeah, there's really no reason. And we get to learn that Springfield's age of consent for tattoos is 14. So, you know, kids, get ready once you get to high school. You can get tattoos.
I think Florida's, like, as long as you have adult permission, I think you can go lower than 18.
Oh, yeah, I think you can go to, like, 14 or 15. It's down there if you have an adult's permission. Which is kind of scary.
I'm sure that there are kids out there with tattoos because their parents thought it was a fine idea. Anything else you want to touch on, Matt?
Not really. I think we can skip right to the ranking episodes, and I think we know where this one's going to head.
Yeah. We end every episode with a segment we call Best Episode Ever.
Best Episode Ever.
And we are ranking them categorically as we watch them chronologically. We've gotten two so far. Bart the Genius, number one. Simpsons Roasting Open Fire, number two. And this is, I'm fairly certain we'll have no disagreement here. Number three, last. And I don't think it's going to stay number three. It's going to drop as we get into more episodes. I can't think off one on top of my head that is worse than this one, but we may get to one, you know, an odd one here or there. This is number three. This is last on our list. The short season so far, number three. This is not the best episode ever. Still Bart the Genius, best episode ever.
So far, best episode.
So far. Until next week, maybe.
Maybe.
Maybe. We are The Simpsons Show. You can find us online at thesimpsonsshow.com. You can find us on iTunes. Search The Simpsons Show. You'll find us there.
If you like us, please subscribe. Leave us good reviews. Get us more listeners. That is good for everybody.
Hopefully by now you can find us on Stitcher. Hopefully by now. You can find us on Facebook. Facebook.com/ The Simpsons Show Pod. Like us there. You get every new episode in your feed. You can tweet at us at Simpsons Show Pod. We're on Tumblr, thesimpsonsshowpod.tumblr.com. You can reach me on Twitter at Mixmaster Cereal. That's MixmasterCereal. Matt does not participate in social media, so don't bother trying.
That's true. You try smoke signals.
Try smoke signals if you're in Central Florida. But we'd like to hear your thoughts, your suggestions, ideas for more segments. Let us know. Get in touch. Next week, we are watching episode 4. There's No Disgrace Like Home, which is certainly an iconic one. I recall watching it many, many times as a young one. I'm looking forward to talking about it. But until then, I am Robbie.
And I'm Matt.
So keep watching The Simpsons!